Good morning. This is the East Tennessee Report, a public affairs program of the Journal Broadcast Group. My name is Frank Murphy. Our program continues now with Friends of Literacy, who have a fantastic benefit coming up on Thursday at 11:30 a.m. at the Lighthouse Knoxville. It is their annual East Tennessee Writers Hall of Fame. Melissa Nance is here from Friends of Literacy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell me about the East Tennessee Writers Hall of Fame.
It's a great event where we honor five authors and writers every year. We ask the community to submit nominations, and we have a panel of judges who then goes through those nominations and selects our winners. And we're excited to have our five winners honored on Thursday.
And that event is $100 a ticket, with the money going to help adults who need help because they either are illiterate or undereducated.
Unfortunately, in Knoxville, 1 in 12 adults cannot write or read above a 6th grade level, and we offer free classes to adults wanting to learn to read, and we also provide free classes for those wanting to get their high school equivalency diploma. 1 in 8 adults in our community do lack a high school equivalency diploma.
So you guys have been fighting the good fight then for a number of years, not just with this event, but you were here earlier in the year to talk about the Bachelor Auction, which is a very funny, comedic event, but it raised a lot of money for Friends of Literacy as well.
Yes, it does. This is our more serious event. It's actually our largest fundraiser. It raises the most funds for Friends of Literacy.
Oh, fantastic. I mean, obviously, I know who the five writers being selected are, but I'd love for you to share that information with us, Melissa Nance, the Friends of Literacy East Tennessee Writers Hall of Fame Class of 2014. Go right ahead.
Our nonfiction nominee is David Haley Lawver. Our fiction is Bob Leggett. Our poetry is Charles Wright. Social media, very own Frank Murphy. And our lifetime achievement is Vince Valder.
And we are honored to have, I was going to say two of the five recipients here, but I guess it's three of the five are here because I was fortunate enough to be nominated in the social media category for my website. And I appreciate very much the honor of being selected. Thank you for that. Now, the lifetime honoree is standing right behind you. So let me get to Vince Valder, who has a background in journalism. Is that right?
Correct, yes.
Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about how you started in the world of writing and literature.
I spent 40 years in newspapers. I started out as a sports writer, and then I ended up as a newspaper publisher. I retired in 2006, and I knew I wanted to write fiction. And I wrote the book I always wanted to write.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Paperboy.
Now, Paperboy, the lead character is named
Victor,
anyway.
Actually.
Victor, okay.
Yes,
But it seemed like it may be a lot about you, that you might be very similar to that lead character.
Oh, it's a lot about me, Frank.
Yeah.
It's it could almost be called a memoir.
Okay.
It's about a boy in Memphis in 1959 who has to take over a friend's newspaper route. And everything is fine except the boy has a terrible stutter,
mm-hmm.
a speech impediment. And that boy was me.
Wow.
I did have a very severe stutter. And I've had it all my life, but now I seem to have found my voice. But I wanted to tell everybody what goes through the mind of a person who has a stutter.
I was amazed by that part of your book because you talked about in the book, you deliberately say, I'm not going to use commas because I don't like pauses. I am going to try to use ands and buts and things like that. And you're even in your speech right here, I notice you're doing that.
Correct.
You're making it a continual thought and a continual sentence so that there isn't that stop and go, which basically would define a
right.
stutter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think when you find your voice, you're not fluent, but you find what you are comfortable with, and that kind of it kind of turns you loose. And so I wanted to give a lot of folks hope that if you work hard and you concentrate, you can find your voice.
It seems like you, Vince, and Victor in the book expanded mm-hmm. their vocabularies to find other alternative words to get around the plosives, the B's and the P's that are so problematic, especially when you're talking directly into a microphone.
Right. Well, that's one of our tricks. We change words a lot. And so I think we do have wide vocabularies now.
Mm-hmm. And one thing I think all the best writers, generally speaking, are voracious readers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one way you would learn vocabulary words
right.
is
mm-hmm.
seeing them in use elsewhere and understanding
yes.
their meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Let me also share the mic here with David Lover, who is the nonfiction honoree this year. Now, David, I met you earlier this year in a completely different light as a comedic songwriter, and now here you are being honored for your nonfiction work. And the more I learned about you and your past in journalism and in politics, I'm fascinated by that. So give me a biographical sketch of yourself, David Lover.
Well, Frank, thank you very much. Very honored to be a member of the new Hall class with you and with Vince. I guess in some ways, the Follies itself is nonfiction. We say that...
That's the Front Page Follies.
Yeah, the Front Page Follies, which is a fundraiser for the Society of Professional Journalists scholarship programs at the University of Tennessee and Pellissippi State. And we generally say that the politicians and other newsmakers actually create the situations, and we just kind of put it in verse form, add some music. So I guess in that sense, it is nonfiction as well. But like Vince, I started in the writing field as a journalist. He certainly has had a longer and much more distinguished career as a journalist than I have. But it was a great training ground at the University of Tennessee and the College of Communications, and also working while I was in school at the Knoxville News Sentinel. That was a very, very good training, particularly for writing on deadline, that has served me well in the other areas that I've gone into, primarily public relations and now freelance writing.
We're talking with honorees from this year's East Tennessee Writers Hall of Fame, as selected by Friends of Literacy. So how did that newspaper experience get you to Senator Howard Baker?
Oh, I did some coverage of politics when I was at the News Sentinel, and had met Senator Baker a couple of times previously to that. I had a Sears Foundation internship in Washington. And so I guess that was kind of my intro to getting onto the staff for Senator Baker, where I worked as a press aide and legislative assistant.
And then you continued working with him throughout the years and maintaining a good relationship with him.
I did. I was very pleased to be able, after I left, to continue to stay in touch with him. And when he came back from Japan, I was able to work with him a little bit more after he finished his tenure as ambassador to Japan.
How did you get nominated for the Friends of Literacy East Tennessee Writers Hall of Fame? I'll start with you, David, because you're right here, and then we'll go back to Vince.
Well, I guess the fact that longevity has a lot to do with things around right here. I have been writing for about 40 years in various capacities, both with the senator's office in Washington and at UT. I did a considerable amount of writing, as well as serving as an administrator. Actually, it wasn't very creative. Some of the things which I'm best known for probably is calling up your counterparts and saying, despite the fact that every other institution in the Knox County area is closed today, the University of Tennessee classes will remain open despite the snow. Yeah, I guess one of the things that I did was work on some speeches for various administrators and politicians and so forth over the years. Senator Baker, of course, was his own best speechwriter, as was Chancellor Jack Reese, who I worked with at the University of Tennessee.
So you didn't write his famous Watergate line.
I did not. I wish I could take credit for that. He taught me a lot. One of the things that he taught me, he said his father always told him, make sure you don't speak or write more clearly than you think. And I've tried to take that into consideration. He also said that he sometimes chose words for how they tasted as well as what they meant. In terms of public speaking, the word selection is so important.
That is true. We are talking about the East Tennessee Writers Hall of Fame coming up Thursday, 11:30 a.m. at Lighthouse Knoxville on Baum Drive. Tickets at friendsofliteracy.org. Vince Vaughter is this year's lifetime honoree, longtime journalist, now novelist, author of Paperboy, the autobiographical novel, the memoir almost, that you talked about. How did you get nominated for this honor?
The book came out in 2013, and it was doing well. But then in January of 2014, I got the Newbery Honor. And at that point, the paradigm shifted.
Yes.
It's a very big honor.
I worked in a library when I was a little kid, and I can picture that sticker on the fronts of books.
Well, my granddaughter was so excited. Papa has a sticker on his book
Yes.
now, and so that was very important. So my daughter asked me, you know, shouldn't you be in the Hall of Fame? And I said, well, I really hadn't thought about it. And she said, well, I'm going to nominate you.
Good.
And I said, well, I'm not going to stop you. So that's my story.
Yeah. Now, when I was reading the beginning chapters of Paperboy, which, by the way, are available at randomhouse.com, I really related to the visual imageries of the canvas newspaper bag and the papers coming off the truck and having to bust open the package and all of those things because, as I mentioned, my first job was paperboy. And the creepiest part for me was the guy who would sit there every Friday afternoon from 3 to 4 to take your money, just never get out of his car. I don't know what it was like in Memphis, but that was what it was like in New York.
It's called a district manager.
Oh, okay. So what does the future hold then for your writing career, Vince Flaughter?
Well, I do have some things in the works. I'm probably should not be talking about this, but I can't keep my mouth shut. We have an interest from a group in Hollywood, and they're talking about a movie, and they ask if I would like to take a shot at a screenplay.
Good.
And I said, I don't know how to write a screenplay. And they said, well, you didn't know how to write an award-winning novel either.
I said, there's software.
You're exactly right.
I think you buy the software.
Right,
I think that's what
right.
you do. And it lays it out on the page just so.
Right. And so that's what I'm working on now. And we'll see where that goes.
And David Lover, the future for you, I assume you're going to continue writing those awesome parody songs for the Front Page Follies for the East Tennessee Society of Professional Journalists.
I think we'll be doing that as well as working on a more commercial career in songwriting. I've been able to work with the Knoxville Songwriters Association for a number of years, and this is a very active group in the area. As a matter of fact, we're having our annual concert at the Fountain City Library coming up on Tuesday. This is a great opportunity, I think, to continue with that group and go down and pitch some songs in Nashville. And also to work with groups, volunteer groups around here. I've been able to help write some themes for some of the historic groups in town, also work with some of the charitable organizations. By the way, Vince, I see Brad Pitt in your role. put on some glasses there.
Yes, hey, I can see that.
Frank, I wanted to ask you,
yes.
You know, my son brought home a book in his freshman English class that talked about, remember those days when text was only a noun.
Yes.
And you have certainly made a name for yourself in social media. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, when I moved to Knoxville in 2002, I was a sidekick on a radio show, and then I was a sidekick on another radio show, and then I was the third banana on a radio show. And I thought, well, I want to be able to show that I am not just a reactor, that I could also generate material. So at the time, in 2005, blogs were the thing. It was pre-Twitter. So some of my friends had blogs, and I thought, I will start one, and I will set my deadline to write something every day. And that was August 1st, 2005. So now we're 9+ years later, and I'm still writing something every day. You know, someone says to me, you don't write about your kids much. Actually, I'm not writing about my kids. I write to my kids because they are my most loyal readers. They live in the Washington, D.C. area, and I'll get an email at least once a week, Dad, here's the typos. And that's what I love that. So I'm really writing to them. It's my little, hey, here's what I've been up to. Here's how my fig tree is doing. Here's what happened to church this week. Here's something funny that I saw when I went to Walmart, that sort of thing. And I've then used Twitter and Facebook as well to direct people to the blog. And I was delighted that one of the women who knew me as a child, as a little kid reading in the summer reading program at the library, found me through the blog and became a loyal reader and now has reconnected with me. And she nominated me for the East Tennessee Writers Hall of Fame. And she's actually going to fly in from New York on a Wednesday for the ceremony.
Fantastic.
On Thursday.
Yeah.
Melissa, last few words from you about the East Tennessee Writers Hall of Fame coming up Thursday at Lighthouse Knoxville and then other fundraisers throughout the year for Friends of Literacy.
Well, we would love for everyone to come out and support these amazing writers on Thursday. And in turn, helping support Friends of Literacy so that we can provide free reading classes and GED classes for the adults in our community.
And you have a pretty good Facebook page, too, by the way, speaking of social media.
Thank you.
You
That's
do
me.
Keep up with that, and I like the way you do it. Well, thank you very much for being here. We'll see you Thursday at the luncheon. Find more information at friendsofliteracy.org. Vince Flaughter, Lifetime Achievement and author of Paperboy. David Lover, writer for Howard Baker, for the News Sentinel, for the University of Tennessee, and now songwriter and nonfiction honoree. Also, Bob Leggett has received the Fiction Award this year, and Charles Wright, the Poetry Award, and then I've got the Social Media Award myself. Thank you very much again for being here. This is the East Tennessee Report, a public affairs program of the Journal Broadcast Group. My name is Frank Murphy. We'll talk to you again next Sunday.